Welcome to Meme Podcast. This is the Christmas special. Welcome to the What's News segment. So in today's episode of the What's New segment, the fuck am I saying right now? The What's New segment of this time is interesting, to say the least, because today, at least in Denmark, is the time of Christmas. I have no idea when you celebrate Christmas in the other countries. Please, I will eventually figure out once I gain a solid source of information. I don't want to make like 100 Christmas specials. Forget it. I'm only making one every year. On the 24th of December, a Christmas special will appear on Me Podcast. But I have a lot of things to say. First of all, everyone is getting ready for Christmas. Presents have been bought over the last couple of weeks, months, perhaps months even. People have been decorating houses, cutting down trees, getting them inside. It's been a wonderful time of the year. And boy howdy has been a fun one. Countless fun and games. Alcohol, some places. Personally, I'm gonna stay away from alcohol my whole life. I'm not interested in that. But that's just me. You could very well do it. Like I care. So yeah, that's pretty much been it for the What's New segment of this episode. I'll cover more about my Christmas in the segment that's known as My Segment. See you next segment. We're now moving on to the gaming segment. Welcome to the gaming segment. Today I want to talk about a game that has changed society. Interesting, right? I'm of course referring to the Super Mario Brothers series. Boy howdy, there are a lot of games to talk about now. I'm just gonna speedrun through the games I know about, so if I missed out on any games, please give me a break. I am not an expert on Nintendo. I don't have a Nintendo Switch. I just go off my own information and the internet. So as far as I know, we have Super Mario Bros. Super Mario Bros. 1, 2, oh wait, sorry. So we have the one and only Super Mario Bros. Super Mario Bros. 2, Super Mario Bros. 3, Super Mario World, actually. Super Mario Land. I'm running out of information already. There's Yoshi's Island, Super Mario Bros. 2, Super Mario World 2. I cannot pronounce shit today. Super Mario Land 2 and 3. The third one, you play as Wario. His first playable debut. And then there's Super Mario 64. Super Mario Sunshine, Super Mario Galaxy, Super Mario Galaxy 2, Super Mario 3D Land, Super Mario 3D World, and Super Mario Odyssey. And then there's also the new Super Mario Bros. Series, both for the DS, 3DS, and there's Super Mario 64 DS. There are in general a lot of games. I just listed down some of the mainstream games. There are also like a dozen of spin-off games. But most of the games usually include the same general ground basis. You are a fat Italian turtle-crushing guy, and you're off to save a princess. That's been captured by a big, scary, fire-breathing dragon turtle thingy-majimmy named Bowser. You just stomp and kill everything in your way, like an absolute idiot. They might have a kid and family. But that's pretty much it. for the gaming segment, Super Mario Bros. Edition, and the Christmas. Moving on to my segment. Welcome to my segment. So yeah, my Christmas will be 100% the same. Still uploading the Christmas edition. Don't worry, we won't be above 10 people. It'll just be me and my family. My bros. Bros before hoes, remember? Remember that next time. If you want to drop a friend for a lady, don't do that. Friends are important. I will never drop my friend, at least. Sorry. Man, I have a hard time pronouncing shit today. My Christmas will be exactly the same. Gifts. Lots of food. Store losers. You name it. We're store losers in this family. I myself can be a store loser. That's why there's an always presents enough for everybody. Compared to a lot of people that will just have one present to win whenever you apply for a gift. Whenever there's competition, my family usually resorts to either yelling, cheating, or just being bad. Usually, or all three at once. That pretty much allows it to be even more fun to just watch us do our stuff. Now I'm thinking of the game Undertale, where if you go into the shop and ask the shopkeeper if there's anything to do, she'll say you can, then you can go outside and watch some of those wacky skeletons do their thing. You can pretty much do the same with us. We just can just look in that window and see us do our own thing. We're wacky. Yeah, that's pretty much been it for my segment. Hope you enjoyed. Moving on to the music segment. Welcome to the music segment. This segment was introduced the last episode, and here I am. This time, instead of talking about video game music, I'm going to talk about the music that is around right now. Christmas music. It's important to celebrate Christmas while it's here. You never know when it's gone. Like today in Denmark, we're officially getting Christmas out. Well, for some time. Luckily, it took a couple of days. Anyways, though. So yeah, Christmas music is kind of catchy. You can kind of relate to it. Some song you kind of relate to at all. Anyways, though. So, Christmas is a wonderful time of the year, and songs reflect on that. They're generally catchy, cheerful. Some of them are about love, some of them about presents, some of them about what comes after Christmas, and some of them are just catchy as hell. But probably the most iconic Christmas song is probably Last Christmas by Wham. I mean, an entire movie made about it, I think. I haven't actually watched the movie. I just know it exists. Don't ask why. It's called Looking on Spotify. Holy shit, that rhymed. Holy shit, first time I swear. Look at that now. Two swear words so far. And we're near the end. Well, you know. But yeah, so that's probably the most iconic Christmas song, but that doesn't mean it's the best. I personally prefer Shake Up Christmas by Drain. It's just a better, tells a general better story. And that's also probably the newcomer, if you can call it that, which is Here for Christmas by Lucas Graham. This song, my mom actually likes it because it tells some sort of a tragic tale. You generally feel for Luca, for the band, for him. Probably also has something to do with the fact that he's Danish, they don't like this song. Like me. But still. This pretty much been end for the music segment. Christmas songs are wonderful. Hope you enjoyed this segment. You have reached the end of Me Podcast Christmas Edition. I really hope you enjoyed and had a good time following me along to talk a little bit about Christmas and Super Mario Bros. A little bit, mostly about Christmas. The fact that today is the day for Christmas. Make sure you stay safe this Christmas. Now that the vaccine is here, let's get ready to kick this virus away.